Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Deep drive to right center. Going back is Carl Armstrong, and this ball is gone. And the Cardinal left-handed batters doing all the damage against Ben Brown. Four different left-handed hitters have hit a two-run home run.
It's going to be tough to sleep tonight just knowing that I was that close to something really good tonight.
Newt Bar.
What about the Thiel Bar Newt Bar matchup? I'll tell you what nobody's talking about.
I'm glad you appreciated that.
Of course I did. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score with Mark Rohde, talking about not just the Cubs losing 8-7 last night to the Cardinals, but also the series so far. We knew that there was going to be a move made when Porter Hodge got activated off of the injured list. I did not necessarily think that they were actually going to send Ben Brown down to Iowa, but that is what happened. He got optioned to Iowa. Brown, after his most recent rough outing, he's 24 years old. I always like to keep that in mind with him. Allowed 8 earned runs on 4 2-run home runs in the 8-2 loss on Monday night. He is now there with a 6.13 ERA in the bigs and 79 and a third innings across 16 games.
Why are we slow clapping? Help me with that.
Bravo, Mr. Harris. I believe this is what you desired with Ben Brown.
Well, my point stands, and it was very simple. Ben Brown is young, as you just pointed out with his age, Layla.
He is young.
We've seen young players have rough stretches, go down, come back, be good. I think that is the most optimal plan for a guy that if you don't trade him because you need more starting pitching help and you need a frontline starter and he would be a nice piece in a package for a frontline starter, you want him ready to pitch again as a starter. That's why you don't send him to the bullpen because, as I said yesterday, I don't know a whole lot about predicting the future. I can predict accurately, though, that this won't be the last time that someone in the current five-man rotation for the Cubs does not make a start. So you need to have guys ready. Ben Brown is the perfect guy with options remaining to have go down, work on that third pitch, keep him on 5 days rest, keep him developing, if you will, against Triple-A hitters, and let him be ready to go when he needs. Now, in the same breath, I will say this. As they make the trades for maybe 1-2 starting pitchers, there will be a point in the season in which Ben Brown, you say, okay, Ben, we love your development this season. You got a good run with the big league club. We want you to be able to help that big league club in the best way possible for us to make the strongest push for the World Series. That requires you going to the bullpen because you have swing and miss stuff, and we don't have enough guys, because you never have enough guys, with swing and miss stuff. Then you convert him to a reliever, bring him back up. He's back in the bullpen as a high leverage guy that can help you on your quest to make the playoffs and go as far as you can in the playoffs.
I feel all of that. I think the biggest thing for me was, I love that Ben Brown is in his head so much. I love that he will tell you, I love that he will tell you how he got from point A to B. But the thing I worry about is, how in the heck, and this is something that I'm examining in my life every day, so I understand him on this, how in the heck do you separate it? And for him, I think it is slowing the game down, going back to Iowa. And also, it is that put away pitch for him. He needs to have confidence in himself, given how he's told us how his mind works, right? How he's seeing the game. When you're up in the count and you've got two strikes, what are you doing to face that batter on the other side? And he's got to be confident in that. And I think that's where he has lost that part of it for him. We expect a lot out of Ben Brown, and I think we should, you know, but trying to figure out how he develops inside all of this, that's where the secret sauce is going to be. Aside from your four-seam fastball and your curveball, what do they want you to throw? And maybe you tap into a mind of Jameson Taillon, for example. Maybe you talk to other veterans. What do you want to do that makes you feel good about putting that hitter away?
I did what, like the Cubs did what they did, and it's probably the right thing, just considering how poorly he has started recently. I did, just for kicks, like right now, wanted to see him, what he would look like in the bullpen. Obviously, there are reasons to fear the bunches of runs that he has given up, but I did want to see what that looked like.
And that's the question I don't know. I mean, if you're a fastball curveball person, I always start with like the base three of like fastball, slider, change. So which ones of those are you throwing? But do you mix in a slider when you're throwing a curve so much? Like, that's where the finer points of it for me, maybe I'm not as well versed as I should be on what the third pitch is there when those are your two. You know, I'm throwing it out there to you guys to see what you think as well.
I think a lot of times it just comes down to the comfort level that you talk about. Can you execute the pitch? Are you able to control where that pitch goes going from pitch? Obviously, fastball is a fastball.
Right.
Two-seam, four-seam. I know where I'm throwing it. I spot it. It goes. The curveball, first pitch that anybody learns as far as a second pitch when you're in, 12 years old or whatever.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ever.
And then you take it out sometimes if you need to. Like, we hear a lot of guys talk about taking it out, right? But you don't hear a lot of guys taking out like the other two basics.
Kyle Hendricks was like on and off with the curveball, like barely would throw it, and then started to throw it towards the end of his career. To your point, like, guys will eliminate that pitch. I don't know with Ben Brown. Like, of course, like, that's been the bugaboo the whole time he's been here. Even last year, this was a talking point. Well, he's only got two pitches, and sometimes he's been really good. He's had some outstanding starts. He's had some outstanding bullpen performances as well. But what is sustainable? Like, there's such a conflict, I think, with this player, with this talent, with this skill set. Is he a starter or is he a bullpen guy? I think the Cubs want him to be a starter, and they want to do everything possible to groom him in that direction. But they've hit the wall in a season in which you're supposed to win this year. We all know that. We've hit you over the heads with that. So that is not tenable with this team at this time. But I know they want him to be a starter badly.
Listen, that's the thing. It's what's good for Ben Brown, what's good for the Cubs, what's good for Ben Brown in this version of the Cubs, when we know we are in a window when they're trying to see if they can win a World Series, ultimately. And I think for Ben Brown, knowing that that changeup has been his third pitch, mm-hmm. and that he doesn't throw it, it's less than 5% of his pitch.
You don't feel good about it.
Yeah, he doesn't feel good enough. But AAA is the perfect place for him to go, mm-hmm. not worrying about necessarily the overall result of whether the team wins or loses, but like, how did you feel about how you threw that pitch on this outing? That's what you can kind of do in AAA that you can't do if you just move him to the bullpen. Also, if you move him to the bullpen, especially in this stretch of days where they're playing, 19 games in 19 days? It just doesn't make sense when you've got guys like Colin Ray, Kate Horton, Imanaga now back in the mix, and the potential to have a trade.
I think if we're talking, like we talked earlier about the ground ball out inducing pitchers, right? Maybe it's got to be a slider then, right? I'll simmer.
That'd be nice.
Let's ask around. We got some people we can ask.
Yes,
Tommy Hotovy would be somebody that I might solicit some information from or get the morning show to ask. We've got more coming up. In the meantime, let's get back to some football, because there was a landmark discussion that happened in the NFL.
Before we do that, the Cubs-Cardinals series, just want to remind you, continues tonight from St. Louis. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:10 on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. Then after the post-game show, tune in. Chuck Swirsky reacts to round one of the NBA draft until midnight. Breaks down what the Bulls will do with that 12th overall pick. All of that can be heard on the Score and, of course, the Odyssey app.
The late night Cubs, or the late night Bulls draft talk with Chuck Swirsky.
I'm with awesome. That. I had no idea. Joe Bag of Donuts is going to be on my radio tonight.
You know what it is? It's like late night for the hoops junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.